All right, everybody. I am here with the guys from Maserati. They're getting ready to get ready for this amazing show tonight. Thanks for taking a minute out to talk to us.
Yeah, man.
Yes, yes.
So we got Bryce, we got Mickey, we got Tony, and we got Mr. G Sharp in the house. We got Dwayne Cotton just walked in.
Yeah, we're here.
What it is, what it is.
So, guys, what are the biggest misconception is that you guys were formed by Prince. So, what's the truth on that?
The truth is Prince had nothing to do with Maserati being formed. We were a band before he came in, and he actually came to see us a couple of times, and he had an interest in the band. It started with Brown Mark. We were working with him, and he had done the cover because you know how Prince was with the band, and so we had to keep all that on the cover. And eventually, we signed to Paisley Park. The first act signed to Paisley Park, and the rest is history with that, you know.
And then, so you guys have some awesome nicknames throughout the band. Like, how did everybody get their nickname?
Well, you know, Screamer Scream. He's on the guitar. Cotton. Well, just look at him. Look at G Sharp. He's sharp.
Right.
Be nice. He's nice.
Be nice.
And Mickey is always free. So what can you say?
So, Dwayne Tudall is a big author. He's a big friend of mine.
Right.
He had a question for you guys. Just wanted to.
By the way, tell him I said hi. I'm in this.
Absolutely. So he wanted to know if maybe the reason that there wasn't a whole that you guys maybe broke up the first time was maybe because there wasn't a whole lot of promotion done on the album, because maybe even Prince and the staff at Paisley were spread too thin with every other act that was coming out at the same time.
Well, with Prince, it was like. He put acts out, but he liked to see what stick to the wall.
Right.
So he didn't promote too much of his acts anyway. It's either stand on its own or it's done. But, no, it was no promotion. I think we just got caught up into the politics of it all, and that's why the band broke up.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so after the debut album, then Maserati 2 came out a few years later.
Right.
What was the story on Maserati 2?
Maserati 2 was during the time when Mark had gotten a production deal at Motown, and then they gave him an artist deal, and when he had so much levity to do whatever he wanted to do, then he brought Maserati to Motown. And when he brought Maserati to Motown, they did a second album, but just like almost every record deal in the country, you come and you go.
Right. And then you guys have played with a bunch of other bands. In between Maserati, what all other bands have you guys played with?
Well, I've had my own band, G Sharp in the Business. We did that for a little while because Omar, after Prince passed away, may rest in peace, Omar put together the shows that we did in this venue, and I put the band together for it, and we did those. But I've toured with Jimmy Vaughn. I won a Grammy with Jimmy Vaughn in 2001. So I've been a blues guy for a long time. Yeah. Mickey knows.
Mercy.
Yeah,
man, Mickey Free. You know, I was in Shalimar. So, you know, I used to hang out with Prince a lot in L.A., and we would talk about this, talk about that. Then they had the idea, Prince and Brown Mark asked me to join Maserati. This was probably about 85 or something, huh, Tony? When I was going to join Maserati first time, like 85 or something like that? 85, 86. But I couldn't get out of Shalimar. So, you know, I had to do my Shalimar thing. And then Maserati resurfaced badder than ever, and, you know, Mark asked me if I wanted to come back and, you know, hang. So I said, yeah. So I'm back with Maserati. I still do my Mickey Free solo stuff all over the world. But I'm happy to be here. It's a kicking band.
And Tony, what have you been up to?
I've been working on movie soundtracks. I actually had a couple of hits, number one hits with Paul Abdul for Every Girl.
The Wild Pair.
Yeah, Opposites Attract, that kind of thing. And then worked with Oliver Lieber on movie soundtracks, Bright Lights, Big City, and I can't even remember all of it. But that taught me a lot. On the production and the writing. The writing is the holy grail. Publishing is the key.
Right. And then, Bryce, you've been around, and we've been friends for a while, and you've been around. Who all have you got to play with?
Oh, gosh. A lot of Flight Time acts. Sherelle, Alexander O'Neill, SOS Band. I played with More State of Time for a while. Clint Jones, worked with TLC. Just a host of artists in Atlanta when I was living in Atlanta. Actually, was gonna move. Actually, moved there in the early, around 1990, just because there was a lot happening in the city at the time, and LaFace Records was there, and
and things were kind of dying down here, you know.
Right.
With the exception of one thing happening here at the time was, you know, a lot of the hype that existed during the 80s with Prince was non-existent at that point. So Atlanta seemed like the coolest place to go. And then connected with Maserati in 2011. So it's been an interesting journey, huh, Christian?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And then what's next? So I know you guys have a single for the VIPs tonight. But so what's next following the single? Are we touring? Do we have an album?
All the above.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We're working a lot of hot new material. We have a lot of great people in the band. I'm actually excited to see what's going to happen.
And the energy is something else, especially when you get everybody in the room, you know. And it's just one big extended family, you know.
Yeah, those that weren't standing out there an hour ago listening to that sound check, I mean, they don't know what they're in for when they walk in the doors tonight, man. That was crazy.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hope everybody else does too, you know. We're going to do what we do, you know. Hopefully everybody has a good time.
Yeah, there's no way they can't tonight unless they don't have a pulse.
Bryce is going to be nice about it. I'm G-Sharp. That's who's going to kick their teeth in tonight. Everybody's teeth going to get kicked in.
Hey, yes, be nice so. There.
I can't be nice.
Thank you, G.
So we're going to need a dentist tomorrow.
So I'm a good cop. That's a bad cop.
They need a good health plan.
No. This is real true. This is Mickey Free talking, and we're going to love them to death, baby. Me and Cotton, we concentrated on the love. We concentrated on the love.
The back line on
okay.
Love.
Okay.
Leave that butt kicking stuff to
G. Shoot.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get ready, and then we'll see you tonight.
Ask about Cotton, who he's worked with.
Laying in the cut over there, just being quiet.
He thought you didn't have nothing to say, man.
Well, I worked with Joyce Irby of Climax. I also did a single with her called "Cry." You can find me on Trey Songz' album. I'm on a song with Trey Songz called "Be Where You Are." I did something with R&B singer Lloyd. Two songs on this album, the Street Love album. The songs are "Player's Prayer," nice R&B cut, and "Killing Me." It's like a Michael Jackson type song. I did some soundtrack stuff for the TV show Half and Half. "Love Can't Feel Like This" is one of the songs that I did. Producer wrote that. I've done some stuff for the group B5. Keith Sweat. I don't mind. A bunch of other different people, you know. But right now, I'm with Maserati. I also tour with the SOS band, part-time guitarist. And I tour with Babyface group, The Deal. But these are my boys right here.
Yeah, I've been following you on Facebook with your SOS and the Deal stuff, man, looking sharp in them in nice white suits.
And you're not going to ask about me? Leave me out there quick. No, I'll just play with you. Thank you, man. Thank you.